Blog Talk Radio.
With the number one overall selection. How does an undrafted prospect turn into a Hall of Famer? Around can't be put on desire. Small school, big school. You have to be the best to get paid.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Omar Schott, and as always, we appreciate you stopping by as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL stars, and we bring them to you today here on the C2P platform. We are 12 days away before things get started in Dallas, Texas for the 2018 NFL Draft, and one of the young men making their path towards that next level is the Pitt Panthers standout receiver, Jester Wia. Jester, I've been fortunate enough to cover the Pitt Panthers during your whole course. I've been covering the team for probably about 10 years, so I've been able to see you do your thing from the time you arrived, but we appreciate you sharing your day with us. Did it go by in a blink of an eye?
Oh, yeah. My time at Pitt has definitely flew right by, you know. I mean, I definitely enjoyed my time here, but it was definitely well spent.
Definitely. And I thought you had a fantastic career. I always thought highly of you when you were doing your thing with the Panthers. So I'm curious, I mean, young age, Pop Warner, Pee Wee, were you playing the game of football? And were you that kid that was a little bit better athletically than everybody else from a very young age?
Actually, I started playing soccer, then transitioned to basketball. I didn't really start playing organized football until my sophomore year in high school. My mom was always scared and hesitant of me playing football. I remember my sophomore year, I had to forge her signature for me to get pads and all that stuff.
That's excellent stuff, man. And you're a big time receiver. You got tremendous size. How about the size? I mean, were you a bigger kid as well?
Yeah, I was big growing up.
So at least mom didn't have to worry about that. You were going to be the punisher instead of the punishee with the size that you carry. So you're doing soccer, you're doing basketball. I mean, from the cuff right at high school, that sophomore year, I'm sure you played both sides of the football, but I mean, how did you kind of find yourself playing receiver?
I'd say my high school coach recommended me to play receiver. He looked at my body type and just thought, you know, I had the perfect body for a receiver. I mean, there were some games I played sparingly defense as a cornerback, but I was majorly used as a wide receiver.
Awesome stuff. Once again, Jester Wia, the standout Pitt Panthers receiver. He led the teams in yards and touchdowns, kind enough to join us here on the C2P. And fantastic, fantastic Pitt career. For you, I mean, what's it like, I mean, going through the high school thing and then you start to get recruiting offers, and how did you know Pitt was going to be your best fit? And I'm also curious, Jester, growing up in Madison, how did the Badgers pass you up?
I would say I started getting recruited by then my junior year. A few offers came in. I mean, I wasn't really highly recruited, but, you know, Wisconsin – I was right in their backyard, so, you know, I went to a couple of the camps and always went to their home games and stuff like that. I think it was by the end of my junior year, Coach Chris, who was the offensive coordinator at Wisconsin, had left to become the head coach at the University of Pittsburgh. And then that's how my whole connection with Pittsburgh, you know, started evolving. You know, I remember coming out to Pitt for a camp and also a game later that fall. And then he invited me over for an official visit, and that's when he offered me offered me on my official visit. And, yeah, that was the rest is history. My mom actually committed for me right on spot, which is not really normal, but, I mean, that's how much she loved it here.
Awesome, awesome. And it's not from where you're talking, you're still in Pittsburgh right now, I assume?
Yes, sir, yep. Still working out and stuff.
Nice. Now, we're based in Youngstown, Ohio, so how nice does it feel? I'm sure you guys are getting this finally spring warm weather. You been able to enjoy any of it?
Oh, yeah, it's awesome. You know, Pittsburgh, it's been pretty iffy these past couple weeks, you know, little rain, little snow, and just to get good weather now is awesome.
Definitely. And Jester, I mean, you arrive at Pitt, ACC program, big-time program. I mean, and you know as well as anybody, I assume that, you know, everybody that's playing on Saturday, you want that opportunity to get to Sunday. But at what point of your collegiate career do you kind of get the mindset that, you know what, I'm doing pretty well, and if I keep doing this, I'm going to have a shot? When did that kind of sink in for you?
I would say before the start of my redshirt junior year, that's when I kind of put things together, and I just had that mindset that, you know, if I keep on pushing myself, keep on working hard, my craft, I definitely have a good shot of playing at the next level. I mean, my size and my speed, they can't really teach speed, but I mean, or size, but I just felt if I work on the little things, then I hopefully one day I have a good shot of making it at the next level.
Definitely. And getting to that next level, you were an invite down to the East-West Shrine Game down in St. Petersburg, Florida, one of the most prestigious invites a senior can get. What was it like going down there? And, you know, one, I know the Shriners Hospital is a big event. I think you guys walk emotionally charged more so than the young kids that kind of get to see you guys. But what was that like, and what was the experience like just to finally kind of rub elbows and do some handshakes with all these NFL teams?
That the East-West Shrine experience, I mean, it was, you know, second to none. I was definitely honored and grateful to be invited to that All-Star game down there. It definitely put things into perspective, you know, just being around those kids at the hospital, taking pictures and dancing with them, just, you know, just having fun and all. I really enjoyed myself. I also got to suit up with my brother, Darius Fowler, who's going to be a fellow draftee the next couple of weeks. And it was fun being around him, and just the whole experience down there was just fun. I mean, I definitely enjoyed myself.
Definitely, and it's a great location as well. I mean, you know, being up here from Ohio, it's hard to kind of get in the mindset to go to work when you're down there on the beach, you know, and you got to leave and go to practice. I mean, you guys probably feel the same way. I mean, you guys, you know, they keep you guys going from dusk to dawn between meetings and practices, and then you know what it's like walking through the Trade Winds lobby. I mean, it's just a gluttony of NFL scouts pulling you left and right, asking for interviews and some sit-down time to get to know you better. But, hey, I mean, that's the part of the process, and that's why they, you know, want to bring you aboard the team. For you, I mean, in terms of, you know, the Shrine practice weeks, your pro day, I mean, what's your feeling right now? I mean, you know, how do you think 12 days from now is going to go for you when the NFL draft arrives?
I mean, I felt that, you know, I didn't take no days off. I kind of like each day I wanted to work on something, try to get at least 2%, 3% better, as Coach Narduzzi would always harp on at the University of Pittsburgh. And that just stuck with me throughout this whole process, making sure I get better, whether it's on the field or off the field, you know, making sure I'm just trying to get better for myself, you know. And I just feel like throughout that East-West Shrine game, I thought I performed pretty well throughout the practices and stuff. And even leading that to the combine and then my pro day, I thought I performed real well at my pro day. So I'm feeling real good. You know, I just need one team to fall in love with me, and I'll just give them my all.
One team, one call, and, you know, sometimes it's the team you least expect. You know, you could be getting calls, your agent could be getting calls from teams X, Y, and Z, but it's always Team G that you never heard from that's shown the most interest in you. Once again, the Pitt Panthers standout, Jester Wea, kind enough to join us here on the C2P as this young man peels back the layers as he reveals to us why NFL teams are going to love him on the weekend of the 26th, 27th, and 28th in Dallas, Texas. I ask everybody that comes on the program this question. I mean, if we three in the film room with these scouts, what do you think they're going to love about you? I mean, what are those home run qualities to the position where they're just going to have to say, hey, we got to bring you aboard the 53-man roster?
I would say my motor, my attitude that I just bring on the field, you know. I like to be the hammer, not the nail. Like, I like to deliver. I just like to deliver the hit, kind of, you know, whether it's like blocking. Making that big play, that big splash play. Like, I like being that guy, you know. Standout guy.
Well, I've seen you be that guy. I mean, I've seen you do a lot of things. Scouting the games, watching you do what your thing at Pitt. I've got plenty of notes. Like I said, they're all positive notes. I can promise you that. What goes unnoticed, Chester? I mean, team leadership, weight room warrior. Maybe you're a film junkie. What are some of those characteristics that scouts would love, but they can't necessarily pick up on tape?
Hey, I'll definitely say film junkie. You know. Throughout this whole last year, I can remember myself just being in the quarterback room watching film on our day off with the quarterbacks on the next opponent. Weight room junkie. I'm get put in extra work and just elite. Like I was voted as a team captain by my peers, which was a tremendous honor, you know. So that would mean to the utmost, you know. That's a lot of respect coming from those guys that vote me as a leader on their team.
Definitely. I mean, I think that's one of the most prestigious things you can get. Amongst teammates kind of considering you the guy, the leader program is pretty awesome stuff, Chester. And you mentioned the combine. I mean, you were receiver 40. Did you have time? Did you get over to the Nike suite? Did you get over to the Adidas suite and get all the free goodies?
Yeah, I definitely made sure to get over to the Nike and the suite and the Under Armour suite. The Under Armour suite was actually in our hotel. Unfortunately, I didn't really make it to the Adidas suite, but I wish I could. But it was definitely a good time down there.
Definitely. And I got to ask you, did you have enough travel bags and stuff, suitcases, to bring all that stuff home? Because I've heard horror stories where guys literally leave stuff at the airport because they can't pack anything else.
I mean, yeah, I definitely did. I mean, I made sure to bring a suitcase with me going in to make sure I have enough room to pack my stuff. It's actually funny you said that because my roommate at the combine was Baker Mayfield, and I remember him before he had left. He just left a whole bunch of stuff in the room.
See, I told you, man. From experience from doing so many shows and hearing the horror stories from you guys, I've kind of picked up on that. And if I would have spoke to you before you went to the combine, I would have made sure to, you know, tell you to bring some extra stuff. Once again, Chester Williams here on the C2P, breaking things down with this Pitt standout on his way to the next level. This is kind of a cliche question, but I really think it helps our listeners identify with our guests more. Do you get comparisons to anybody? I mean, your teammates, family, friends? Coaches, you know, do they say, hey, you know, we're watching the Monday night game and, you know, so-and-so reminds us of you or you remind us of them?
I've been compared to Alshon Jeffrey, just like the way he goes up and attacks the ball.
Yeah, with that size, because, you got a fantastic frame. And then I kind of look at that frame and I kind of think about what you bring to the table. I could definitely see the Alshon comparison. Awesome stuff, man. Well, hey, before we let you go, and we appreciate your time, we know you're a busy young man, you got a lot on your plate, and you got an exciting time coming up, but before we let you go, we always like to throw a few off-the-wall questions your way. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
Yes, sir. I'm ready.
Okay, now, Coach Narduzzi, does anybody do a great impersonation of him, and would they do it in front of him?
Yeah, you got a few guys on the team that would do that.
We're not going to mention any names, though?
I would say the best would probably be Dwayne Hendricks or – what's another one? Dwayne Hendricks or James Folsom.
That's awesome.
Those two.
Nice. Excellent stuff. And then how about this one? It's a very popular thing right now. Guys are getting their cleats or spikes painted with some sort of design or idea or theme, what would you want to see on the bottom of your shoes?
As far as like
could be anything. I mean, some guys want, you know, some guys want Spider-Man. Some guys want like a scripture. Some guys want like, you know, cancer awareness. I mean, you know, I've heard everything. I mean, you know, just your hometown.
I'll definitely have my hometown on one side of my cleat, and then I'll probably do a Orange Arrow, which is a nonprofit organization that I work with and here in Pittsburgh that gears towards helping the youth off the field, you know, helping them grow into polite young men.
Awesome stuff, man. Hey, man, best of luck to you. In 12 days, you're going to become an NFL receiver. I guarantee it. Best of luck. Great, great time watching you do your thing. I'm going to miss seeing that big body and the, you know, kind of terrorizing secondaries for the Panthers. But hey, man, I get to see you do it against NFL caliber DBs now. But man, hey, we always like to say stay humble, stay hungry, and be blessed, my man.
Thank you a lot. Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
No problem at all. Once again, that's just the way to be standout.
Here on the C2P, as always, we appreciate you listening.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.